Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Life Actually with Rebecca Keane. I think we're in episode 25 now, which is very exciting. I'm actually going to tell you right now what episode we're on. Let me just check on Spotify because that's how I keep track of these things. Episode 25. Wow, episode 25. That's kind of cool, you know? Quarter of the way to 100. I reckon by the end of this year I'll have another 25 episodes, which will be like 45. Oh my God, that's so embarrassing. Which will be 50. I think because in my head I was thinking maybe it won't be 25, it'll be 20. That was the thought that I was processing as I was saying it out loud. So I added 20 and 25. But yeah, still kind of embarrassing. Yeah, which is really exciting, really mad. I don't remember if I talked about it in last week's episode, but yeah, episode 25. I decided to switch, by the way, from doing like 2.1, 2.2, which would be like season 2, episode 1, season 2, episode 2, etc., etc., and just go back to the numbers because I feel like it makes me feel more accomplished. So that's what I've done. And I don't know if you like it or not, but I do. So I'm going to keep it that way for now until somebody suggests otherwise with better reasoning. But I don't know, it just makes me feel more accomplished when I see how many episodes there actually are. I think I did actually talk about this last week, and I said that, well, last week, 2 weeks ago, and I said that it makes me feel like I've done loads, but also I actually haven't done that many, which is exactly how I feel. But, you know, still very proud of myself. And I hope that within the quarter of 100 episodes, I have delivered you some really good content, life thoughts, maybe not the best advice, but I hope it's given you something to think about and mull over, and that you enjoy listening to my voice for, that's probably like 13, 14 hours of pure Rebecca Keane voice content. I could definitely could have phrased that in a better, like less creepy way. But yeah, I hope that you've enjoyed it. And thank you so much for sticking around. I'm actually home at the minute. So I'm in Ireland. I have been home since, what night is it? Monday night. I've been home since last Wednesday for Hayley's baby shower. So it doesn't feel like that long ago when we were sitting in my flat in London recording, telling the world, everybody that listens, the news that she was pregnant and that I was going to be godmother. So I came home for that. It was on Saturday. Such a fun day. Honestly, so good. I've never been to a baby shower before. I do feel like it's quite like a new thing, or like at least quite an American thing. It's quite new over here. But it was so much fun. She did such a good job. If you know Hayley, like obviously I feel like the godmother is meant to host, right? And I did suggest it, but she is like the most anal person whenever it comes to planning and knowing things in advance, and she loves everything done her way. I mean this in a good way, by the way, because I can be the same. But it just really made me laugh because on Saturday everybody was like, oh, like how come you planned it? And we just looked at each other and burst out laughing. Oh my gosh, I just had to go back and re-record that little bit and delete it because I accidentally said the baby's name and I don't think I'm allowed to share it yet. So little baby Hayley and James was just had like the best little day celebrating him basically, and it was so much fun. Everybody looked so good, looked so beautiful, got me very excited to have a little godchild because I don't really have any babies in my life. The last baby in my life was my youngest brother, who is 18 now. So I feel like I'm going to be a bit clueless, but also it's very exciting because now, you know, obviously getting older, 26 and a half, people are starting to have kids and it's like a whole new chapter. And I'm very, very, very excited for it. In other news this week, I hope that you got your Taylor Swift code through. If you have not, stay strong. I got on the list for Dublin, but I haven't heard anything about London yet. So I don't know if like that email has been given out yet, because I registered for both dates. I actually got like, oh my God, I don't even know who I got to register. I may have registered for Milan as well. I actually don't even remember. Milan, somewhere in Italy, I'm not sure. But yeah, manifesting those tickets, hold in there. We'll all get it. I'm feeling confident. All of the listeners to this podcast are going to get amazing tickets to Taylor Swift. I am manifesting it for everybody, embodying it, acting as if it has already happened. Taylor and I have the same birthday. We are both, you know, Sagittarius queens on the 13th of December. 13 is both our lucky numbers. I don't know what day she was born on. I'm a Friday the 13th baby, which does explain a lot, as people often tell me. But I feel like because of that, we have a strong connection. And also, I've never not got tickets for something that I wanted before in I don't know, I just have always been lucky getting like tickets to concerts that I wanted to go to. So I'm feeling really optimistic about this. And I'm sending those vibes to you as well. Next week, when are they going on sale? The Dublin ones don't go on sale to the 20th, so I won't even know next week. But the week after that, I'll be able to tell you if I got tickets or not. But I can tell you now, manifesting, I've already got them. It's already done. Sometimes I listen back to sometimes I listen back to what I've recorded so far of the podcast, and I realize how fast I speak when I get excited and passionate about things. So I'm going to try and slow it down for the rest of the episode. Going to try and speak a little bit slower and a little bit clearer so that anybody new who listens is not like, oh my God, what the hell is this girl saying? Maybe you're like that anyway, because I just chat shit. I don't know, but at least you'll be able to I was going to say, at least you'll be able to understand me, but you won't because I can't speak. But yeah, moving on. Other things that have been on my mind this week, other things that I've been up to. I have decided that I am writing a book. So I always knew I was going to write a book. I will write novels one day, 100%. I have lots of nice ideas and fun ideas and good ideas for books and movies and TV shows and everything else in my head. And I will write books that will come to fruition at some point. But for now, I have decided I'm going to write a self-help book or a personal development book or a spiritual mindset book, whatever you want to call it. And I'm putting it out there because I'm excited about it. And I just really want to tell people so that it actually happens. I don't have a timeline. I've got some time coming up in August off work. Obviously, it's going to take me longer than a week. And whenever I'm doing my travels in September, I'm sure I'll feel really inspired to like sit down and feel creative and write and things like that. But basically, I don't know, should I give away the premise of the book? I'm not going to give away the premise of what I have in my head as the idea, but just know that I'm really excited. And what's motivating me more than anything is the book launch party that I'm going to have at some point next year or early 2025, which is crazy. Like, that's a year and a half away. 2025 is literally a year and a half away, which is absolutely bonkers and a little bit scary, but exciting at the same time. So yeah, just to keep you updated, I'm writing a book, or I will be writing a book. I'll say I am writing a book now so that I can embody it and actually do it. I've already started to write down the concept and things like that. Never written a book before, but I actually listened to a podcast and self-publishing, and you can self-publish books through, I think it's called KDP, which is like Kindle Direct Publishing maybe. And it means you can self-publish books, Amazon source everything. So that is kind of what was like, oh my God, what am I waiting for? I have all these great ideas, and if, you know, I can publish them for relatively little money, I think probably it only costs like a couple of £100. And that's just to like get somebody to proofread it and make sure the structure's right. And, you know, if somebody else wants to design the cover and things like that, that's what costs money. But then Amazon actually, apparently, well, this is what the episode said, I cannot confirm or deny, but this is what I'm choosing to believe. Amazon actually then, you like upload your book to their platform and they print it based on how many times it's sold, so that there's not loads of just spare copies. You don't have to pay for like loads of copies to be made because they just print it anytime it's bought. So I'm looking forward to my book, and more than anything, my book launch party, because also I just love a good party and I haven't had one in ages. And I mean, it's not coming for a while. I will have parties before then, but that's just something that is on my radar and that I wanted to share with all you guys. Speaking of books, the book that I'm reading at the minute, A Happy Pocket Full of Money, is really, really good. I would seriously recommend this for anybody who is interested in the law of attraction, manifestation, anybody interested in having a better relationship with wealth and like their mindset. That's definitely what I want to, you know, get better at, just improving my whole like mindset and relationship around money. And it's something that I have been working on, and this book is just so good. It breaks it down so simply. It's not even all about wealth. So I recommended this actually to, it may have been Claire Maguire, who I feel like I shout out every episode, but I know she listens, so that's why I like to shout you out, Claire. But I think it was Claire. I think it was. And I also recommended it to Massey and said that it's like better than The Secret as an introduction to the law of attraction. I think it's a little bit less woo-woo, and so far it really explains like the science of manifestation rather than just think good thoughts and you'll get good things.
It gets clear on goal setting. I've started doing like the goal setting, or it's more of a goal list, strategy structure that the guy writes in the book. And it got me like really excited just for all of life in general. And it ties in actually quite nicely to this podcast. But like I said, with Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, I'd like to do a completely different episode on that. So yeah, I really recommend it. If you are interested in the law of attraction, if you're interested in improving your relationship with money, and if you're interested in improving or just like learning a bit about, I guess, money mindset or wealth mindset, then really recommend it. I think it was like $7.99 on Amazon. Also, sometimes the law of attraction, manifestation, brain, thought, quantum, physics-y, spiritual books are quite difficult to read, but this one's actually really easy. I'm really enjoying it and I really recommend it. My voice, I feel like, is a little bit up and down today, in that for some reason it's a bit husky. I say this every episode. I either have hay fever, a cold, or my voice is just a bit husky. But yeah, I feel like I'm talking kind of low, and I was going to say sexy, but maybe not. I'll say it anyway. Low and sexy and husky tonight. And I don't mean to be, but maybe I am just that way. And no, what can I say? All right. So what I really wanted to talk about today is how we need to stop and smell the roses and take time to look around at how good life has been to us and how far we've come, even though we may not feel like we have actually come a far way. If you know me well, and I vent to you often, and you will know that sometimes I feel, in fact, I've actually said it in the podcast recently in the last few episodes as well, I feel that even though I'm really proud of the life that I've created, I'm not really like going anywhere. I don't really have like a clear direction of what I want to do and where I want to go and who I want to be. I have a vision of who that is in like 10, 20 years time, but not necessarily now and for next year. And I think it's good to float along and not necessarily have goals to a certain extent, because we should all be living in the moment. But also, I'm just the kind of person who really thrives in an environment when I have something to work towards and something to be excited for. And I just haven't felt like there's been anything major in my life that's got me like super, super excited over the last few months. And I've just felt a bit blah. I think also the weather. Oh, I don't want to blame the weather. I don't want to do it. But it has been kind of all over the show. Like when it's sunny, I'm like, oh my God, I love this. And when it's like not sunny, I'm like, why am I not in the south of France or the Mediterranean somewhere on a yacht? Like, why am I not doing that? You know, like, what have I done wrong? And actually, I haven't done anything wrong. You know, that's just for another time in my life, maybe this summer, who knows? So I had this moment a few weeks ago. It was the 1st of July, actually. And it was just like this realization of, oh my God, I'm living the life that I actually dreamed about when I was younger. And it feels so normal. It feels so normal. It feels like, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but it doesn't feel like anything special. It doesn't feel like anything spectacular, you know? And then it is. It's literally what I dreamed about when I was 16, 17, 18, like being obsessed over Rosie the Londoner's blog and where she was in her life, because she was living in London and she was doing all these cool things in Notting Hill and she was like doing XYZ. She's just an example, because like I really love her still. Actually, she's got a really incredible life and she's worked really hard to get there. And when I was younger, she was just like my biggest inspiration. So I went to basically what happened. I'll take you through the Saturday morning that led to this. I woke up. My boyfriend went to the gym. I went to Soul Cycle class. And then I got a shower at the Soul Cycle class. And then I took myself to a cafe, to Dalesford Organic in Notting Hill. And I was sitting there with a coffee and a chicken Caesar salad wrap. And then I got a little brownie after. And I was reading my little book. And it was like, fuck, like, this is it. This is literally everything I dreamed about when I was younger. This is what I wanted my daily life to be. And now it's just my Saturday morning. I don't live in Notting Hill, but I live like not that far away from it, a few stops away. And I was like, oh my God, like what the hell? Like I'm living in London. I just went to Soul Cycle class, which I feel like may not have been on my goal list, but it's just something that I saw a certain caliber, a certain, I don't want to say caliber, maybe I don't mean that in a bad way, but like a certain level of people do who had reached this like certain level of wealth and who were like a certain kind of person, you know, they were like models, they were Instagram influencers, they were bloggers, they were YouTubers who were like going to SoulCycle, and it's also New York and it felt so big city. And now it's just my Saturday morning and I just went and didn't even think anything of it. Actually, during the class, I thought a lot of things about it. If you haven't been to a SoulCycle class, so I went to the studio in Notting Hill. It was so much fun. It felt like the most American thing I've ever experienced in my entire life. And I have been to the States like 7 or 8 times. It was just so funny. It was just so funny. I went by myself and wow, just wow. Like, so you go in, I didn't have a clue what I was doing. Like, obviously it was my first time and I went into the studio before they were like even ready and they were like, oh, sorry, can you just wait outside? I was like, well, yeah, of course, I'm sorry. So I went in, there were like 60 bikes or 50, I think there's 50 or 60 bikes and everybody has a designated bike. I booked 3 class pass. So whenever I booked, you're like, unless you actually have a SoulCycle membership, I think you can't choose your bike. So I was right up in the front row for my first class. And I haven't done a spin class, by the way, since before COVID. So we're talking like early 2020 was probably my last spin class, if not late 2019. And I went in, was in the front row, this like genuinely decently sized studio. Everybody came in beside me. Everybody looked gorgeous, you know, like proper, like they look like models. There's like soccer moms and hot Pilates moms and, you know, girls in their 20s who like have loads of money and are influencers, everything else. And I was there like, you know, do I belong here? I don't know. But I got on my bike and then the instructor came in and he was actually from Portadown, which is really funny because it's not too far away from where I live, like at home. So he got on his bike and he was saying some things. He was like, all right, are we ready to party today? And it was pride themed as well, which was like really good fun because I have all different themed spin classes. So he was like, is everybody ready to have a good time? Okay, where's Rebecca? Will we have a Rebecca here? And I was like, oh my God. It's like, it's Rebecca's first time, because obviously they know. So they like, he called out my name and I was like, hi, I'm Rebecca. I don't even know what I said. Anyway, called out my name and I've just moved onto the sofa. So if that's what you hear, the audio difference, because I feel like it's less echoey down here, that's what the change is. Anyway, but he was like, yeah, like it's Rebecca's first time. Everybody give Rebecca a really big cheer and a really big round of applause. So they give me this big cheer. Everybody was like, woo. I was like, woo. Big round of applause and everything. And then the lights went down and he shouted some more motivational things at us. And so the lights are like completely out and they light candles like around his bike at the front. I don't know if you've ever been on a Peloton or seen like a Peloton live class, but it's basically like that. Like it's like the ones in their studios, but where like he is front and center at the front and then everybody lines up in rows in front of him and to the side of him. So the candles were there. I think it's meant to be like a spiritual experience. Apparently people cry and stuff. Like it's quite common for people to cry a few classes in because it's about breaking the boundaries that you thought you'd like, that you've limited yourself to, but you can actually go so past that. And it's in the dark, so nobody can see you crying anyway. I did nearly cry during that class for a few other reasons because it was so hard, but it was really good fun. So yeah, they have these like candles in the dark and then these like strobe lights flashing at points, and the music was so good because it was Pride and everybody was like singing along. And it was just the most crazy, bizarre American experience of my entire life. I hope you know what I mean by American experience. Like it was just very New York City. It was very Sex in the City, you know, but in London. Oh, great time though. It was really good fun. You felt like, you know, you could let loose a little bit. I was cheering and everything. I feel oddly confident when I'm by myself in those scenarios, I think, because I'm like, I actually don't know any of you here. I don't know if I'll be back. So I'm just going to fit in. I don't mean that like fit in and changing myself to fit in any way. I think it's a good thing to like be confident, obviously. And everybody else was cheering. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to cheer too. So I was cheering for myself. I was cheering for everybody else. And all around great time. I would really recommend it if you're in London. If you want a free class, by the way, just download ClassPass. I'm going to leave my referral link in my little podcast description for this episode, because I've left my first table link there and I've got quite a few
referrals from that. So it's making me feel like a proper influencer. Also, another reason I never really dreamed about being an influencer, but I dreamed about like making money from my podcast and things like that. And those little 2.50 referrals that I get into my first table balance every time somebody books is class. So thank you to everybody who's booked, even though for some reason, a lot of people are in New Zealand and Australia. So I can't actually use that credit, but it's still pretty cool. So very grateful. But yeah, Soul Cycle, great. Just had, I think my spiritual awakening maybe happened during that Soul Cycle class, because I was like, oh my God, like I'm actually in a Soul Cycle class. And this is what I've seen a lot of people that I looked up to in my teenage years for, you know, the right or wrong reasons were at these all the time. And a lot of influencers and Instagram content creators and everything else, like go to them in New York and in America and even in London. And it's like, I can actually just be here. The only person stopping me from actually going to those classes is myself. You know, I can do it through ClassPass or I can pay. It is expensive. I think the classes are either £17 or £24 each. So they're dear enough, but it is Central London and the like posh part of Central London as well. But yeah, it was mad. And then I just was like, wow, you know, very tough class, genuinely hard, like genuinely hard, but you do feel so accomplished after it. It's 45 minutes as well, which I like because I'm not a big fan of hour-long spin classes. So yeah, I had my Soul Cycle class, and then Massey, my boyfriend, came and I grabbed his gym bag because he was going to a party, and that was fine. Then I went and got a shower, and in like the Soul Cycle place, the only thing I will say, the facilities aren't the best, and that there's like 60 people in the class and there's 6 showers. So it was a little bit crowded. And then I just had this moment as well that where I'm like, you know, I used to be so self-conscious about my body and about just being even in like a swimsuit or a bikini in public. And then there's just like me and all these other women in this changing room who, you know, you can see bits and bobs and everything else because you've only got a towel around you. And it's like, wow, like my confidence has come on so far and I'm so much more secure in who I... Ow, fuck. I just punched myself in the face. Ow. I had to take a slight break there to recover from the fact that I literally just like managed to simultaneously scrab and punch myself in the face out of excitement and passion talking about how far I've grown as a person in the past few years. But yeah, like I even remember going to Soul Farmhouse for the first time with my friend Vicky years ago, like using the pool for the first time. And I was like too awkward to use the shower cubicle. It's like in Soul Farmhouse, if you've never been, it's quite posh and they have like really nice changing rooms. So you go into like this little room that has like a shower, a toilet, a sink, like everything you need just in one room, completely private, like a full door on it. So like nobody can hear or see anything. And I was almost like too awkward to even get a shower in there after the pool. And I remember I didn't even wash my hair there because I felt like embarrassed or awkward. This is only in 2019 as well, about it. And I was so beautiful back then. As I always say, I think they were my prettiest days. Apart from now, because I feel like I've got my glow back again. I don't know. I've been looking gorgeous recently, to be honest. Sometimes summer just really pulls through for me, even though I think I'm more of a winter gal when it comes to what season I look best in, but I digress. And yeah, basically that was just like a whole moment, you know, it was a whole moment. And then went and had a very quick little jaunt around Portobello Road Market because it was like a Saturday morning. And then I went and walked through Notting Hill, not Notting Hill Gate, but actually like Notting Hill High Street, which I've never been down before because I always got it confused with Notting Hill Gate. And I was like, Notting Hill Gate's a bit grim. It's not grim. It's just like very busy, very central liney. If you live in London, you'll know what I mean. Like it's just very touristy and everything else, but Notting Hill itself is so beautiful. And I had a little walk around. I went into like some of the little boutiques. I sat down at Dalesford Organic Cafe that they have there and like got myself like a nice little lunch. And as I was sitting there, and I had my book on my table and I was drinking my coffee and I was eating my wrap, and I looked up, and to be honest, I didn't see much because there was a giant white van parked in front of me. But as I looked around beyond the van to the sides, I was like, wow, this is what I wanted when I was 17, and I am here. And it feels so normal, and it doesn't feel like it was a huge uphill battle to get here. I'm obviously very grateful for that, but like it just feels normal. And then I had this whole thought process around the fact that it's going to feel normal. Like when we achieve our dreams, it's going to feel normal. Like there are always going to be moments when it's like, wow, like I made it, like I did it, you know? Like it was that day for me when I realized how far I've come from, you know, 5, 10 years ago. If I look back to even when I was at school, you know, like 10 years ago when I was 16, and I really did just want like this life for myself, and I'm here. Like I live it. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm living that life that I dreamed of 10 years ago now every single day. And I'm a grateful person, but I've been almost like not looking at the greater picture gratitude things. I've been looking at the little things, like I'm so grateful I get a seat in the tube, and I'm so grateful that I have a job to go to in the mornings. And rather than that, it's like I'm obviously grateful for all those things, but we need to look at what the life we've created for ourselves as well, because sometimes we get so focused on those tiny, tiny, tiny little details that we forget about the bigger picture, and we forget about how far we've come and what we've achieved and how proud we should be of ourselves for getting this far in life and just surviving and making it through. And maybe your life doesn't look like that. Like I'm very aware that I live like a life that I dreamed of, and a life that maybe it's not what I dream of now, but I am so thankful to be where I am. And it's a really good, beautiful life filled with lots of love. And like, wow, do you know what I mean? Like I created that, and it didn't feel like I was creating this life of my dreams at the time. You know, every decision that I took created this for me. And 98% of the time, none of those decisions felt huge or scary. They just felt like, oh, this is the next step. This is what I'm going to do. Yeah, there were chances. There were chances that I took, and there were risks that I took, and, you know, a lot of them paid off. Maybe some of them didn't. But overall, the bigger picture is that I actually need to stop, smell the roses, take a look around and be like, wow, I did it. Like I did it. Like I'm living 16-year-old Rebecca's dream life with equally incredible people in it. And I'm so thankful for that. So I wrote this whenever I was having this realization on that Saturday. I wrote this little paragraph. As you know, I love to write. And I sent it to Claire and was like, I have just had this realization. Can I share it with you? And she was like, yes, of course. So I'm going to read it out. I said, the life of your dreams is going to feel normal. It's baby steps. It's not that you wake up one morning and suddenly everything has come to fruition overnight. It's decision after decision and little step forward after big leap forward, and things that feel huge in the moment, you will look back on and they'll seem smaller or even bigger than they did at the time. And then you'll wake up one day and you'll go to SoulCycle and you'll get a shower with their bougie products, and you'll kiss your boyfriend goodbye as he goes to meet his friends, and you go to Notting Hill to a nice cafe and eat a good sandwich and a coffee and a brownie and read a book that you love before meeting your friends in Hampstead Heath later for a birthday party. And without taking a moment to stop and look around, you could miss the magic. But you used to dream about this day and this moment, and now it's your daily life. That is what I wrote. And I really feel it. Like, I really feel it. You know, I wrote that like really quickly, just like was like, wow, I just need to take a moment for this. Also, I knew I wanted to record a podcast episode for it, so I needed to document it in some words. And once I wrote it, I was like, wow, like this is not by any means like a new concept, obviously, but I need to share this with people. Have a look around your life and look how far you've come. You know, are you working a job that you dreamed about? You're getting paid a salary that maybe it doesn't seem like a lot now, but a salary that, you know, seems so far away a few years ago. Are you in a happy, healthy relationship? Are you having the time of your life single? Are you surrounded by people you love? Are you doing something that you love? And maybe the answer to this is no. I mean, for me, obviously there's still certain things that I'm not particularly in love with in my life and that I want to change. And that's okay as well. But the bigger picture is that I've made it. I dreamed about this and I've made it. And there's going to come a point in 6 months and a year and 5 and 10 and 15 years where I'm in a completely different place in life. You know, maybe I own a place in London and I've actually got lots of money. And I don't know, maybe I own a SoulCycle or something, like something like that, you know, and I look around and be like, wow, you know, I dreamed of this. So I don't really dream about in a soul cycle thing, but, and that will be different because that'll be the life that, say, I'm dreaming of now. And it's just incredible that time passes so fast and it can feel slow at the time. It can feel slow in the moment, but it actually goes so fast and it changes so quickly as well. And you're going to get through anything that you need to get through. And it might feel hard and it might feel difficult, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's always going to be difficult. And something that I realized, and I did write it in that paragraph, is that things that feel really scary at the time aren't going to seem that scary as you continue to grow, because it'll be like, wow, like I'm so much past that now. Like, I used to not even go to exercise classes in my local gym when I was 17, 18, to be honest, even whenever I was like 23 and came back from Bicester and Oxford. Like at that age, like I wasn't even particularly comfortable going to some exercise classes by myself. And then like now it's just like, okay, I'm going into the studio for the 60 people who I'm literally like, I've been singled out as the only new person in this whole studio. And I had the time of my life and I let myself enjoy it because I've grown so much from that. And, you know, at the same time, you'll look back and think things that didn't seem that big at the time were actually huge pivotal moments. You know, when I look back at even conversations that I had with, you know, Massey before we were together, and they seemed like such little things, and we, you know, were making moves and, you know, flirting with each other and whatnot. And now it's been 3 years and it's like, wow, well, nearly 3 years, you know, it's like, wow, like that's crazy. And when I look back at even the podcast, like, okay, it's been 25 episodes, but each of those episodes were, some of them felt really big and some of them felt really small, but it was the somewhat consistency that led me to be like, wow, like in another 6 months, I'll have 50 episodes. In another year, I'll have, you know, nearly 100 episodes. And that's crazy, you know, like, and who knows where this podcast is going to be in a year. You know, it's like really growing at the minute, which I'm so thankful for and really excited for. And I want to stay authentic to myself and I want to stay authentic to like my goals and my dreams and everything else. And obviously share that journey with all you guys. But yeah, this is just me sharing like a, I guess, just like a moment of wow, you know, look around and let yourself be proud. Let yourself feel like you've made it. Even if you're not 100% of the way there, just let yourself feel like you've made it, because it makes a difference when you feel good about where you are. And it reminds you that you can actually, you know, do anything. And you are capable of anything. And you've done scary things and you can continue to do scary things. And you're going to look back and be like, wow, I actually did a load of scary shit even whenever I didn't think it was. Whether it's changing jobs, going for an interview, having a conversation, whatever. And you should be really proud of yourself. And I think that's where I'm going to end this week's episode. I did have like a whole other, like another like 10 points to go through, but I think I'm going to save them for another episode. And just stick with this one in that it is just about stopping, smelling the roses, look how far you've come, look how far you, or look how much of your dreams you've achieved, and let yourself be proud of yourself. And, you know, it doesn't have to be big dreams. It can be a healthy relationship. It can be getting out of an unhealthy relationship. It can be having really good, incredible friends. It can be leaving certain friends behind to move into a new chapter of your life. Maybe that was like a really big decision for you. Like whatever it is, be proud of yourself, give yourself credit and a pat on the back, and be grateful for everything that you have, you know? That's it. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. I hope I wasn't speaking too fast in this. I'm going to have to get a reminder on my phone. I'm going to have to set my phone background to speak slower and clearer when recording so that it's like ingrained in me subliminally. Or maybe I can record a subliminal and then listen to it with that message. But yeah, thank you, everybody. I hope you have a lovely week. I'm going to leave my ClassPass referral in the bottom if you want to have a look. They, for anybody listening from Belfast, there are not many in the North of Ireland, Northern Ireland. There are only two Anytime Fitnesses and then Plate Studio in Bangor, but it does have good reviews. But check it out, you know, like it's genuinely really good discount and really good value whenever you sign up for the credits. If you're in the UK or anywhere else in the rest of the world, they're in like 2,500 cities throughout the world, and London is like full of classes. So definitely give it a go. I think if I leave the referral thing, you get a free £30, which is pretty good. I think that's like 20 credits or something. So yeah, just a little shameless plug at the end. I'm really glad I recorded this because, you know, I was in a bit of a weird mood, been in a bit of a funky mood today in general. I don't even know what it is. I don't know. I can blame hormones. I can blame the weather. I can just blame things coming back up in my mind that I just need to like not come back up. But I'm glad that I sat down, recorded this, gave myself the pat on the back and reminded myself how far I've come. And again, yeah, thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next week.